information about HIV?
Every year, African American communities in the United States hold an HIV/AIDS Awareness Day.
Would you like to come get tested?
African Americans account for 13% of the U.S. population and nearly half of all new HIV infections. The epidemic afflicts everyone, young and old alike, in black communities throughout the country. Siobhan Arline Bradley is with the NAACP, a civil rights organization that traditionally focuses on voting rights and racial equality. Now it has an office on AIDS.
1 in 16 black men and 1 in 32 black women will be infected with the virus. This is urgent.
The causes of AIDS in black communities are the same as anywhere else. Having unprotected sex and multiple sex partners, sharing IV drug needles, and not getting medical help once infected. The dark red areas on this map from Emory University shows where HIV is most common in the United States. This one shows where most African Americans have the virus. Researchers say AIDS is more common among the poor. At the National Institutes of Health, Dr. John Ruffin oversees minority health issues.
There are people, for example, who do not have access to care. They don't have insurance. They don't have many of those things that are needed once they have contacted the disease.
To basically give back.
These young women teach teens and young adults how to avoid getting HIV.
We're peer educators, so we go around, do outreach and host events to encourage people to get tested.
It's kind of crazy, but a lot of people would rather not get tested.
When you ask a female if they want condoms, they'll say no.
Most people who have a monogamous partner, they probably don't know that their partner is sleeping with somebody else.
The women are with Metro Teen AIDS, a community health organization. In the African American community, there's a stigma associated with AIDS rooted in homophobia.
The biggest stigma on it, HIV to me, is gay people. Like, gay people, that's where people think it came from.
Both health officials and community activists say AIDS has to be destigmatized in order to reduce infections. After he contracted the virus, Phil Wilson founded the Black AIDS Institute, a think tank focused on stopping AIDS among African Americans.
I'm alive today because I got tested. I'm alive today because I took control of my life. I'm alive today because I took advantage of the treatments that are available.
It comes down to eliminating the stigma associated with the AIDS virus. Providing education, testing, treatment, and health care in African American communities. Getting people to limit the number of sex partners and using condoms.
We have the tools to end the AIDS epidemic in America today. You know, and the question is no longer, can we end the AIDS epidemic, but will we?
Wilson says more funding is needed for testing and prevention programs because he says when people understand the virus, they are better able to protect themselves from getting it. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Just no pressure there.